Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, March 28th, one day ahead of the quarterly stocks and planning intentions report tomorrow at 11 a.m. So we had pretty much red across the board in the grain markets, with only December corn able to finish even on the day. Let's take a look first at corn. We had May finish down a half cent at 373 and a half. That's in the middle of a 3 cent range there, in December finishing even on the day at 397, also right near the middle of a 3 cent range. A little bit of squaring up here, a choppy trade during the day. Funds still long, over 220,000 contracts in the corn. Supportive of corn ahead of this report, there are possible delays in the Delta due to heavy moisture. Also in the Northwest, Midwest, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, got some heavy snow recently, and we've got cooler temperatures and some snow melt to deal with up there, and also cooler temperatures around the rest of the Midwest. So that may have held up the corn while the other markets drifted lower. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May finishing down 3.5 cents at 445 and a half. Kansas City May finishing down 3 at 461, and Minneapolis May finishing down 3.75 cents at 589 and a quarter. Wheat market did stage a bit of a rally in the mid-morning, about 8 cents in the Chicago, dragging the Kansas City along with it, but then the markets eventually sold back off and finished more towards the lower end of their ranges. Pressuring the wheat there is a wetter extended forecast for a good portion of the southern plains. Confidence in that is being debated, but we will have to see how that pans out. We've got the funds short about 60,000 contracts in the Chicago contract, long about 30,000 in Kansas City. And taking a look at soybeans, we've got May finishing down a penny and a half at 1018, trading as high as 1023 and a quarter, and finishing about 3 cents off the low of 1015. November finished down 4 cents at 1016 and a half. That's just a half cent off the low of the day at 1016, about 6.5 cents off of the high. We've got the funds pretty heavily long for this time of year in both the beans and the meal, about 185,000 contracts of beans, about 108,000 contracts of meal. So you may have had some nervous longs taking some profits ahead of tomorrow's report. AgriConsult, a private ag consulting agency, has raised their Brazilian bean production estimate from 117.5 million metric tons to 118.9. So that number seems to continue to grow. Question is how much that will be able to offset the losses in Argentina. For tomorrow's numbers, we've got for the quarterly stocks, they're looking at 8.706 billion bushels in the corn. That's up 84 million bushels from last year. In the soybeans, they're looking at 2.030 billion bushels. That's up 291 million bushels on last year. And in the wheat, looking for 1.498 billion bushels. That's down 161 million bushels on last year. As far as acreage goes, they're looking for average estimate of 89.42 million acres. That's down 747,000 acres from last year's 90.167 million, and down about 580,000 acres from the February USDA outlook at 90 million. In the beans, they're looking for an average estimate of 91.056 million acres. That's up about 914,000 on last year's 90.142 million acres, and about 1.05 million acres above the USDA's February outlook at 90 million. In the wheat, they're looking for 46.297 million acres. That's up 285,000 acres on last year's 46.012. And cotton, also looking for expanded acres there, 13.292 million acres versus last year's 12.612. So they're looking for about a 600,000 acre increase in the cotton. So markets will await these numbers. That will set the backdrop for the rest of the year, and then it may all come down to weather as far as what kind of acres do get planted this spring. In outside markets, we've got the dollar stronger today, up 76 points at 89.74. We're about 120 points, or 1.20 off of yesterday's low, which came in at about 88.53. So a little bit of strength there in the dollar, not helping. But again, I think they're setting aside some of these outside influences, waiting for tomorrow's report. We had crude oil down 76 cents a barrel at 64.50. Stock market was up earlier, now trading down about 11 points. And we've got gold trading right now down $17 an ounce at $1,324 an ounce. So again, choppy trading ahead of tomorrow morning's USDA report. We will await the number at 11 a.m. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call here, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.